We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Online at KNSSradio.com. This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Newly released court documents show an agent for the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, is facing federal charges after a Wichita television news anchor told local police that he was sending her sensitive law enforcement material and texting messages that were sexual in nature.
A probable cause affidavit made public Monday says Cake News anchor Deb Ferris met in March with police who photographed about 185 screenshots of text messages between her and ICE agent Andrew Plevic. Ferris told the Associated Press Tuesday that Plevic came to her asking to be her source and texted things that made her, quote, feel uncomfortable and scared. Plevic was indicted in July on two counts of exceeding authorized access to a government computer and one count of destruction of records. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Police say a man who was shot while trying to rob a store in southeast Wichita was armed with a toy gun. It happened at Honey's Wig and Beauty Supply on South Hillside. Police say an employee pulled a real gun and fired, wounding the suspect twice. The 43-year-old suspect was hospitalized with non-life-threatening wounds to his arm and chin. The Wichita City Council held a workshop Tuesday.
It began with a discussion of youth employment in Wichita. Misty Bruckner, the director of Public Policy and Management Center at Wichita State, discussed some of the input they received about last year's process.
Our youth gave us a lot of great feedback about some of the barriers youth have in making that step forward to be a part of this program. Things like transportation we talked about.
The purpose of the project is to create an approach for youth employment in Wichita and to measure community impact. The study has also recommended several items to help the project improve moving forward. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The remains of five gas rig workers missing since an explosion in Oklahoma have been recovered, and an investigation is underway.
Pittsburgh County Sheriff Chris Morris says authorities searched for the five missing workers after stabilizing the drilling site Tuesday.
The bodies were pretty much located in the area that they were presumed to have been working in, last working in, and it's like what they call the doghouse.
The doghouse is a room on the rig floor typically used as an office for the drilling crew. An initial report blames an uncontrolled release of gas that caught fire Monday, sending black plumes of smoke into the air. The report also says a worker unsuccessfully tried to shut down the well. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Police say a Raytown, Missouri man, Michael Augustine, mistook his neighbor's house for his and killed the homeowner, thinking he was an intruder. Fox 4 Kansas City's John Pepitone has the story.
Neighbors say he was met by the man living inside, 60-year-old Clifton King.
There was a huge argument.
Police say Augustine called 911 to report that he had an intruder in a chokehold. But when officers arrived at his real address, no one was there. They soon found both men about a block up the street at King's house. Police believe Augustine was intoxicated because his speech was incoherent and officers noted a strong smell of alcohol. Neighbors say paramedics tried to revive King for about 30 minutes.
CIA Director Mike Pompeo is praising the president's ability to grasp information from the agency.
I have seen 25-year intelligence professionals receive briefings. I would tell you that President Trump is the kind of recipient of our information at the same level that they are.
The former Kansas congressman speaking at the American Enterprise Institute, marking his first year at the CIA. The president has been coming under fire by some for reportedly having a short attention span in high-level briefings. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning, and it's 6:09 here on a Wednesday morning.
And the traffic volumes out there still kind of light, not seeing any big slowdowns at the moment, but the gasoline prices, no, they aren't going anywhere either. Still $2.35 a gallon. That's what we're seeing out there. Remember, if you spot a better gasoline price or you see a traffic slowdown or an accident, you can give us a call at the traffic hotline, 869-1330. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a chilly start to the day, we will be sunny and breezy going into the afternoon. By the time we head to lunch, temperatures should be in the upper 40s, 54 later on this afternoon. Clear tonight and not as cold, our low in the mid-30s, and then windy and much warmer Thursday with a high 64. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 25 degrees. We have a west wind at 10 miles per hour. We had a warmer, breezy Tuesday across south-central Kansas. Wichita's high temperature yesterday was 50 degrees. Normal high for the date, 43. So after last week and being down in the teens, this week we're up like springtime. It looks like it's going to last here for the next couple of days, as you heard Dan just a moment ago. January 24th, 2018, on this date in 1908, which would be, what is that, Jed, 110 years ago, or is it 90 years ago? 1908. My math is so bad. It's got to be 110.
10, yeah.
In England, the first Boy Scout troop was organized by Robert Baden Powell. The Boy Scouts. I pledged, anyway, I can't remember the Boy Scout pledge. I had to memorize it. I know that it's three fingers, that's the boys down there. Boy, Cub Scout is two-finger salute.
I was a Boy Scout for a single meeting.
Yeah, man, you didn't last long, buddy.
Nope, I did not.
They probably hazed you and did something nasty to you. You decided it wasn't for you.
Right.
All right, but it isn't. It's not for everybody. Procter & Gamble says it wants to stop the Tide Pod Challenge. Heard about this, Jad? I bet you have.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard much about it. It's a social media-fueled trend where teenagers eat detergent packets. I thought those killed you. The American Association of Poison Control Centers warned last week that it had seen a spike in teens eating the detergent pods, which it says can cause seizures, respiratory arrest, and even death. Haven't we had some children, some younger children, die from this? CEO David Taylor called the trend dangerous and extremely concerning, said the company is working with social media companies to remove videos of people biting into the pods and ask adults to speak with kids about the hazards. That's a very neat, tidy way to do your laundry, but I wonder if they don't just should stop doing it and go back to powder.
No, stupid people are stupid.
Well, you're right. You give it your best shot. If you do something stupid, a lot of times in life will kick you right in the rear end.
Honestly, I remember versions of these challenges before the internet was a thing, before the internet existed, before there was social media.
Stupid stuff that teens do.
Still went around. It's no different now.
All right. Well, there you go. I presented for your edification this morning. All right. Comments from KNSS Facebook. 12-year-olds arrested for fatal cyberbullying in Florida. Cindy says, okay, I'm glad these kids are getting in trouble. But seriously, something's got to give with all this cyberbullying. I don't understand why kids this young are allowed to be on social media. Good point. And can the parents get into trouble as well?
Just kind of backing up social media, I don't even know what social media version these kids were on, whether this was a Twitter or a Facebook thing.
Yeah.
The one thing I do know is that to the terms and conditions set out by Facebook, set out by Twitter, those kids are not.
You're not supposed to be on there?
Not supposed to be on
all
there. Right.
So
they
mom
are too
and dad
young.
Read the fine print there.
Well, nobody reads the fine print when they sign up for stuff.
I know.
Mom and dad don't have time to keep track of their kids 24/7 anymore.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But technically, the rules are kids that young are not allowed.
Not allowed.
Yeah.
Steve and Ted, WichitaPerks.com poll. The Wichita City Council has approved an ordinance to allow consumption of alcoholic beverages while they're walking around. I oppose this change because of so many proposed restrictions, it will be impossible to enforce 25%. 1 in 4, Ted. I can do the math. I oppose this change because it encourages alcohol consumption, 28%. I support this change to allow adults mobility in their partying, 47%. So at about half.
Basically a 50-50.
Yeah. Not a great question, frankly. I came up with it.
Some people support it, some don't.
But I think today's might be a little more fun.
All right.
Very simple. Do you get flu shots?
There you go.
I never get a flu shot. I sometimes get a flu shot. I get one every year. So you go to the webpage, KNSSRadio.com.
Let's see what our respondents have on that.
KNSSRadio.com, the Steve and Ted Wichita Perks.com poll. right?
We probably have some varying results right in this room.
Could be. Yeah, I think we do. Did I miss last year? I've tried to get one every year for the past 4 or 5. Something I did, you remember this, Ted, several years ago, is we brought in the county health director.
Mm-hmm.
What was her name? Blackburn?
Claudia Blackburn.
Yeah, brought her in. She gave me a flu shot on the air.
She gave you one on the air? Yeah.
We ought to do that next year. We can inoculate you, too, but you'll probably pass out, right?
Probably.
I'll tell you what. Hey, and if you'd like to, all right, you want to respond to Steve and Ted one more way? This is kind of neat.
Yeah, this is good.
Download the free KNSS app from the App Store. Then leave us a comment by going to menu and click talk back.
Yeah, it's super. It's fun.
It could be just like Steve and Ted and talk on the radio.
Yeah.
What could be more exciting than that?
And then we'll get get comments on in the 8 o'clock hour.
A little more, input for you out there.
Yeah.
All right, 6:15, and if you've ever felt neglected, ignored, or even scammed by a company, well, 24/7 Wall Street website has figured out who's the best at being the worst. Site looked at a variety of consumer surveys using three main metrics: customer service, financial performance, and how happy workers are. And they ranked the top 10. Some of them, I don't even know what they are, but here you go. 10th on the list of, worst place? Cigna. 9, Spirit Airlines. Not Spirit Aerospace, Spirit Airlines. Number 8 on the list would be Vice Media. You know what that is?
No idea.
7, Sprint.
Kansas-based company.
6, Foxconn Technology Group. Number 7, Electronic Arts. Number 4, I'm sorry, what did you got yet?
Oh, I was just checking out Vice.
Okay.
They are a mass media company, so news, basically.
Oh, okay. Number 5, Electronic Arts. Number 4, University of Phoenix. Number 3, on the company that people really dislike, NFL. Number 2, maybe I shouldn't use this one, Fox Entertainment Group. And what is the number one or the worst company that people perceive? Equifax. It's a credit reporting service. So anyway.
So we have some media companies on there, some telecommunications companies.
Yeah.
I'm honestly
kind of surprised the NFL came in. Huh? I don't have a lot of problem with the NFL.
I'm kind of surprised that EA, Electronic Arts, wasn't number one. They have been in years past.
All right.
In like other surveys.
About half of them, I don't even know what they are. I wouldn't know how to complain about them since I don't know what they are. All right, it's 6:17 now, Steve and Ted. And, let's go ahead now, 6:18. Let's go ahead and do leadoff sports with Ted Woodburn. And the KU team, basketball team, men's team, on the road. They had a pretty good streak going, did they not, Ted, down at Oklahoma?
Yeah, they had a nice long road winning streak going. Of course, we talked about yesterday.
Yeah.
Despite that, they were an underdog going into Norman. So those folks in Vegas
knew something.
Sometimes know what they're talking about. Well, they might have gotten this one right. Number 5, Kansas, visiting number 11, Oklahoma last night. KU seemed to be in pretty good shape, had a decent lead, led by 10 points with about 9 minutes to go.
Really?
But the Jayhawks did not take care of things down the stretch. KU, in fact, was trailing in the final within the final minute to go, trying to get a defensive stop against the Sooners after a lot of missed free throws by the Jayhawks. You heard the game last night. It was on KFH.
Young to Manic, wide open for 3. Got it. KU down 5. 24 seconds to go. Here comes Graham. Quickly back the other way. Devontae. Flings it left side, it's deflected. KU collects via deep, deep 3. No, and it bounces out of bounds. Not looking good for the Jayhawks.
Oklahoma comes back and wins it 85-80. Kansas only scored once on its final 9 possessions.
Wow.
So
and they missed a lot of free throws?
And yeah, there were a lot of free throws missed along the way.
There you go. Formula for disaster.
Yeah. Udoka Azubuike ended up 1-for-8 at the line for the game.
Yike.
And we'll talk more about that in the 7 o'clock hour with Coach Self. Yeah, Coach Self was disappointed that things didn't work. In fact, we'll hear from Coach Self right now. He knows that, a guy was out there that was not having a good night at the line, but he was trying to get him through it.
This one is all on me. Our kids fought hard, and it's disappointing. I've always believed. I had an NBA guy tell me one time when I subbed a bad free throw shooter at Tulsa out, and he said, "So you just sent a message to one of your best players that you he doesn't need to play in pressure situations." And so, the hindsight being what it is, I should have. I just thought the best thing. Doak's got to learn to make him under pressure. He's got to. He's going to be in that situation again, and he's got to.
Jayhawks take the loss. They are now 16-4 on the season. They're still in first place all alone atop the Big 12 at 6-2, but they've only got a one-game lead over four other teams that are just a game back now in second place. So standings have tightened up a little bit in the Big 12 conference.
No kidding.
Oklahoma wins it last night, 85-80 in Norman. Let's take a look at, and they'll talk about it tonight. That might be interesting. KU Basketball Hawk Talk with head coach Bill Self. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. After Coach Self, you can listen to college basketball tonight on KFH, Louisville at Miami, two of the top 22 teams in the nation in RPI. And we've got JUCO basketball tonight, Butler Community College hosting first place Barton. That'll be in El Dorado. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of Butler Grizzlies basketball at 7:15 tonight, and that's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Tune in tonight, see if the Butler Grizzlies can knock off first place Barton tonight in El Dorado.
Dennis Higgins, huh?
Dennis Higgins.
Didn't he have a birthday the other day?
Last week.
Yeah. He's a year older. How about that?
Yeah. He better, you know, pace himself.
Another year older and deeper in debt. Right.
16 tons. At least that. At Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
Pace yourself, buddy. 6:21 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. He's going to talk about a Greek restaurant that entertains the Republicans meeting, and the liberals are all demonstrating against this Greek restaurant for doing that.
Oh, good grief.
Of course, I know people who have Greek restaurants. I know what they're
comments. Yeah, get a little
they're
little
probably
going to
say, I don't care who you are. Take a hike. These people are paying. 6:22 now. Keep it here. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.